The bishops of the day saw the formula for Christology in the Council of Ephesus in 433 as a standard of orthodoxy. However, there were still some in the empire that did not accept the standards and began touting other theological ideas. Of these was Eutyches, who refused to accept the formula consubstantial to us and two natures after the incarnation, which was set down by Ephesus. For Eutyches, Christ was one mixed person and nature. After being condemned by the Constantinople Synod, Eutyches appealed to the bishops of the main sees, including Leo at Rome. As a result, the Emperor Dioscorus called a council that was to meet at Ephesus in 449 AD. It was attended by 130 bishops, but they knew that Dioscorus wanted all of them to be of one mind, his mind. And he did not think that Eutyches was wrong theologically, which was a problem. So there was immediate political tension at the synod. The council did represent the heresy of Eutyches, the Alexandrian doctrine of Christ, and the Antiochian doctrine of Christ. Leo attempted to bring unity and orthodoxy to light, but he was voted over, and he later called this particular synod the Robbers' Synod. Leo had written a tome which explained the orthodox position, but it was never read. Another council was later held in 451 AD at Chalcedon in the month of May, where the emperors called the bishops together again. This is known as the Fourth Ecumenical Council. It covered the orthodox standing of the Christological idea in the Church and formulated the Chalcedonian Creed that overturned all of the heresies up to that day, including Eutychianism.
This Reformation audio track is a production of Stillwater's Revival Books. SWRB makes thousands of classic Reformation resources available, free and for sale, in audio, video, and printed formats. Our many free resources, as well as our complete mail order catalog, containing thousands of classic and contemporary Puritan and Reform books, tapes, and videos at great discounts, is on the web at www.swrb.com. We can also be reached by email at swrb@swrb.com, by phone at 780-450-3730, by fax at 780-468-1096, or by mail at 4710-37A Avenue, Edmonton, that's EDMONTON, Alberta, abbreviated capital A, capital B, Canada, T6L3T5. You may also request a free printed catalog. And remember that John Calvin, in defending the Reformation's regulative principle of worship, or what is sometimes called the scriptural law of worship, commenting on the words of God, which I commanded them not, neither came into my heart, from his commentary on Jeremiah 7:31, writes, God here cuts off from men every occasion for making evasions, since he condemns by this one phrase, I have not commanded them, whatever the Jews devised. There is then no other argument needed to condemn superstitions than that they are not commanded by God. For when men allow themselves to worship God according to their own fancies, and attend not to his commands, they pervert true religion. And if this principle is adopted by the papists, all those fictitious modes of worship in which they absurdly exercise themselves would fall to the ground. It is indeed a horrible thing for the papists to seek to discharge their duties towards God by performing their own superstitions. There is an immense number of them, as it is well known, and as it manifestly appears. Were they to admit this principle, that we cannot rightly worship God except by obeying his word, they would be delivered from their deep abyss of error. The prophet's words, then, are very important, when he says that God had commanded no such thing, and that it never came to his mind, as though he had said that men assume too much wisdom when they devise what he never required, nay, what he never knew.